Hello. Today's Friday, April 12th. Ryan almost misdirected me, but it is the 12th, and we're here with nonsense and some other stories, but mostly just nonsense.
Got to keep you on your toes. Security and nonsense.
But yeah, security is boring. Everyone loves
Chris's favorite.
nonsense.
Security can be interesting.
Sometimes, but most of the time it's not.
So there's all those InfoSec people, I hate that word, are sitting out there just like, oh.
Oh, well, to be fair, they probably don't think design's very
This
interesting.
is
Some
our
different
life.
field.
Some of the social media stories had a lot of overlap with security as well, so it was hard to make the call this week.
Well, what about a security story that affects everyone's life because it is part of the political theater?
Huawei laptop backdoor flaw raises concerns. The bad thing, though, about this is that this is not an atypical thing. Like, this is a driver. There was a driver that was installed on Huawei laptops, and this particular driver, if it's present, meant that it was an escalation privilege. So that if you have a piece of software that knows the other piece of software is there, then that piece of software could potentially do something malicious it would not otherwise be able to do without the first piece of software doing that. Strictly speaking, the first piece of software is not malicious. It's just poorly engineered.
BBC proposes that this probably came late in the manufacturing process, maybe even after it was shipped from the manufacturer. So they also point to that time that the US government did this by redirecting packages. Maybe not Huawei's fault, but considering everything else that's going on, they're going to take heat for it. So,
And a lot of other vendors, even American vendors, have had this problem.
well, BBC also thought, it's like they thought to themselves, well, can we ask the question, what if the US did this just to burn the name of Huawei?
That was kind of where my mind went first, BH.
What an amazing double blind.
Speaking of enemies
It's
of
a
the
long
state,
con.
Kaspersky, those evil Russians
With
have
that
cooked up a new
Russian-sounding
scheme,
name.
and they're going to do this new horrible scheme, protect your phone from stalkerware.
Kaspersky Lab will warn you if your phone is infected with stalkerware. So if someone else has installed software in your phone for monitoring purposes, there are legitimate reasons you could do that. Like, an employer monitoring an employee's work phone or something like that. But most of the time it's not legit. So like if you have a creepy significant other that wants to keep tabs on you, then you need to be able to have tools to know that there's something on your phone that shouldn't be there.
Krista, will mutual stalkerware be part of the new marriage?
No, I trust him with his phone.
What do you think about this stock photo?
It's fine. It's kind of stupid. It's a literal key.
You can't put a key into a picture of a lock.
You can't.
That hacker can.
So this is what it looks like. If you get this warning, it's going to pop up and it's going to be like, hey, this is what we think the app is. You can delete it. Have a stern conversation with
You
your
can
loved one.
quarantine it.
How did this get on here?
Hey, we've noticed you're blocking ads.
Oh yes,
Can you tell me
Washington
more about
Post. We are in fact blocking ads, and we will continue to do so. This story, when we talked about deep fakes, we thought about various ways that deep fakes can be used. Of course, politically, you think about Hollywood. Can we trust anything? Never in a million years did my mind ever go to something crazy like this. But obviously, some people did.
So, CT machines, yeah, I can't read the headline, but basically, hospital viruses could fake cancer nodes in CT scans. So this malware would do that. And then, like, if you're a politician, I guess, and you go to Saint Reagan Memorial Hospital, and
St. Reagan.
Well, they brought up Hillary.
it's like, oh, you're gonna have cancer. I was like, I gotta drop out of the race.
Because they did CT scan Hillary's lungs when she was like, falling down and babbling and stuff and blacking out. And it turned out she just had pneumonia or something. But these guys actually created malware and they didn't infect anybody with it. They just used it to run CT scans through and give them fake tumors and showed them to radiologists and it fooled them.
Nice.
So,
Not so nice, really,
yeah.
honestly.
They also pointed out that because the deep fake type thing can implant tumors, it could also remove them, which gets really nasty.
You didn't get medical treatment in time. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Imagine it's like Clippy from Microsoft Word.
We have covered how many different watches that were like child tracker
At
watches.
least 50.
Yeah, and they're always bad.
I
Don't
think
get one of
50
those for
might be
your
a high
kid.
number, but it is a lot. A lot of these Chinese companies, what's the Chinese kid's name?
He sung.
He sung. Heesung writes the software. Heesung, in his entire programming career, has never put a password on a MongoDB database, not even once.
Why would you need that?
At this point, he does it just on principle. That's what he believes in. And one man has taken it upon himself to fix the problem.
Researcher Prince pwned on hundreds of GPS watch maps due to unfixed API. We originally reported on this a year ago. It still is not fixed. So these services that the watches and stuff report to, basically just wide open. So scroll down so they can see the map. Yeah, look at that. Like, he put the GPS coordinates. Is that amazing?
The real story is, who uses the word pwn in 2019?
Security researchers.
Yeah.
These might not be the most socially aware people.
That was popular when I was in middle school. That's a long time ago.
Well, there's the Have I Been Pwned database.
Yeah, but
that's still a thing.
I feel like that's using it in a different way. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe you're the one who's out of the loop, Krista.
Whatever. I dab because I think it's cool.
You're constant shitting on the security community. I mean, what is it?
I just want everything to be insecure.
Have you been hacked?
That's what I want.
Is this the problem? You've been hacked and now you're salty about it?
No, why would wouldn't it be the opposite? Wouldn't it be like, I just want everything to be open?
They stole your Overwatch account. Did some bad things. Now you're banned.
I'm banned.
Knocked you back down to
constant
silver.
Teabagging. Oh, that would be upsetting. I actually don't play competitive anymore, but...
Oh.
Only.
That's
only
not
play...
cool anymore, are they?
No, I just... It makes me salty, and I'd rather just play quick play.
Yeah. You get to that point in your life when you realize that...
I'm never going to be as good.
But even if you are as good, being good at online video games really doesn't mean that much.
Yeah.
So.
I made it to high plat, never quite made it to diamond.
Regrets.
Oh, well.
That's what it's going to say on your tombstone.
I know.
Never made it to diamond. The home router is possibly one of the most insecure items in your home.
Yeah. I went to Walmart and got me this router. And I was like, sorry.
And a lot of people, on top of that, don't put passwords on them. They leave the manufacturer password, which is crazy. And that's why hacker groups love them.
Hacker group has been hijacking DNS traffic on D-Link routers for 3 months. Other router models also have been targeted, such as the ARG, DS-Link, SecureTech, and some others.
There's all of them. Okay. You can see them there.
Yeah, so this has been happening for months and nobody noticed.
Chris, you want to read those off real quick?
D-Link. D-Link.
So this is not a very sophisticated hack. All they do is change the DNS server, and they're hosting a bad DNS server.
Yeah.
So when you go to Amazon.com, for example, it looks like Amazon.com.
It's not.
But you're entering your username and password, and they're stealing it.
Oh. Sad.
It is sad.
Would you say that you've been pwned?
I don't know if I would say that, but I would think it maybe.
What about the router? Has the router been pwned? The
router has been pwned, yeah.
If we're bringing back stuff from middle school, let's bring back cucumber melon body glitter.
Oh, see, that's when I was in high school. The girls loved it.
Everyone loved body glitter. Like, that was, you could get it from Bath and Body Works.
I don't remember it being glitter, but just the cucumber melon fragrance was just everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, yeah. you could get body glitter from Bath and Body Works, and like, it was a roll-on, and it made you smell good, and it made you glittery.
So all those little middle school girls running around looking like strippers.
Oh, I was also in elementary school, so yeah, I guess both.
That's
like the Venn diagram. Usually there's no overlap between those two demographics, but for body glitter in the 90s and like early 2000s,
you know that
overlap.
Meme where it's like two really muscular arms embracing?
Yeah.
That's middle school girls or elementary girls and strippers.
Yeah. And body glitter.
Often when we have these security conferences or when someone steps forward of the Swiss government, was it Swiss? They had the voting machines.
I think they were doing a research project on it.
Yeah. But somebody steps up and like, yeah, bring it, bro. Hack us. See what you've got. It always turns out bad for them.
Hackers beat university cyber defenses in 2 hours. Yeah, so universities, academics, not really well prepared to protect against hackers. So like 2 hours. And this is not just, this was more than one university, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I read, there's a couple versions of this article floating around.
But it was almost always, it was more than one. I can't remember what all they were, though.
So, like, all your student data, like your ID numbers and all that kind of stuff, gone.
But it was almost always phishing, yeah. Or what they call spear phishing, where they made a really nice login page and email, And they just use that human stupidity to get in.
I'm going
to
email the registrar and be like, I'm a professor over in such and such department. I need Timmy's info now. And they're just like, all right, sounds good. And it's like, registrar, no.
And there's no patch. There's no patch for human stupidity. It doesn't exist.
Not yet.
A lot of new training. A lot of people in higher education think they know what is going on, which will make the training aspect of that difficult.
You think CRISPR can patch that out?
Not for a few generations.
It's going to take a while. Also, it's illegal.
Not in China.
If I said to you that there was someone with a hidden camera in Airbnb, you would probably say, Ryan, are you stupid? You did this story last week. But no.
I am stupid, but we didn't.
Oh, wow, Krista. That was savage.
It was.
Airbnb guests found hidden surveillance camera by scanning the Wi-Fi network. Airbnb didn't do anything, but the dude kept the memory cards. So now it's going to probably go to court.
They got a nice little selfie that they saved from the camera. It was just open port 80. So they started streaming immediately after they found it. Now, Airbnb was forced to eventually deal with this and kick the guy off. But at first...
Yeah, until they produced these, they were like, oh, well, thanks for reporting this. We'll put you in a hotel. They put him in a hotel. And then they followed up with him, and Airbnb was like, oh, we investigated and reinstated him. And they were like, what? And then here has some memory cards. Then they were like, oh, okay.
Do you think maybe he would have had more success if he would have put it not next to the actual smoke detector?
For real. That looks so much like a camera.
Yeah, it does. It really
There's
does.
Like, it's not hidden at all.
So, once again, be super careful with those Airbnbs because they're watching. Although I think, didn't in the last week's story, they mentioned that living rooms were okay.
Yeah.
So I think this was in the living room. But you probably can't.
You're supposed to disclose it.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah. It has to be like in the description.
Yeah.
So I think they have a section for that.
Like cameras in the bathroom. Not okay. Cameras in the bedroom. Not
and like,
okay.
I would think like living spaces, like your kitchen and
It was anywhere that wasn't a bathroom or had a bed in it.
Yeah.
So if you had a bed, if you had a fold-out couch, you couldn't have one in the living room. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's like, hey, by the way, we have a cat. He's cool. If he bothers you, put him in this other room. And we're spying on you.
Just also. You know. Yeah. Please don't smoke.
We will be watching you from our very, very 70s hotel room to make sure that you don't do anything.
And hopefully you do something, because that's what we have this camera here for.
Yeah, really. We have a lucrative deal with a South Korean website.
The PCAM.
You know those virtual servers, virtual machines? That's hot, right? Get a really nice computer.
Privilege escalation.
Host a lot of other computers virtually on that computer. What could go wrong?
Apache web server bug grants root access on shared hosting environments. Not strictly speaking virtual machines, but you can configure Apache to, run with a bunch of different users on the same box. Well, this is bad news. Like, finding a root bug in Apache is very bad. Go patch your Apache.
It's patched. But you have to patch it.
You have to patch it.
Everything's going to need to be updated.
This is where the glasses pushers guys are going to be like, that's actually the root of the name of Apache. If you're a bug hunter, that's some pretty good money if you're good at it. And good news, Microsoft is upping the ante.
Microsoft Bug Bounty offers larger rewards for bug hunters. They've partnered with HackerOne, I think is the group. So Microsoft will now pay out a bug bounty as soon as they're able to reproduce it instead of as soon as they fixed it.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
And it's 50 grand up from a maximum of 15, depending on the severity that you find.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good bug bounty program.
Yeah, that'll get you. I mean, if you're living a shut-in lifestyle in a low cost of living place, that'll easily coast you for a year while you're hunting for the next bug.
I worry that the really good bugs are still worth more on the black market, though. And Microsoft's got the money.
That's just income, right? Like, that's just regular tax.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. Las Vegas is better known as Sin City because a lot of bad decisions get made there. So many bad decisions, in fact, that they've come out with an exciting new product in their vending machine.
Narcan is now available in Las Vegas vending machines. This apparently blocks the effects of opiates. Yes. And you can just go buy this in a vending machine.
It's not. No, it doesn't. So you're thinking of Subutex.
Yeah, tell us more about the drug thing.
Subutex blocks the effects of opiates and suppresses the urge. This is for after you have overdosed.
Oh, okay.
So you've taken too much opiates.
As you do when you're in Vegas.
It's like that scene in Pulp Fiction. But instead of putting adrenaline straight into the heart of the young lady, you run to the vending machine and you get some Narcan.
Man. It's...
Does anybody have 2 quarters? Like, just like screaming.
They didn't say how expensive it was.
Yeah.
I was interested to learn that. Now, these vending machines right now, all they have is Narcan. But soon they're looking to roll out clean needles. And there was a couple other just like...
I think that's a pretty common program in a lot of places.
Crazy items.
Clean needles.
Oh, here we go. Hygiene kits, personal hygiene kits, safe sex kits, pregnancy tests, and Narcan. This is basically like a prostitute vending machine.
The safe sex thing's not too bad, and the personal hygiene, like, what's that? Is that just like deodorant and like baby wipes?
Yeah, it's like the little whore bath kit. You don't have a shower, so you get that. You go into the casino public restroom and you clean up.
I was thinking of my train of thought is completely like I don't even know what's going on.
You're just thinking about that sweet, sweet heroin, aren't you?
you need to hit a Narcan. You know who needs Narcan? My prisoners in my prison.
I don't think you do Narcan recreationally.
Oh, no, I remember what it was. It was you know those scary movies, like the really popular scary movies from like the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and you watch it and it's like, man, if they'd only had a cell phone, the entire plot of this movie would be handled. It's like that with Pulp Fiction now. It's like they watch Pulp Fiction and it's like they could just go get the Narcan.
This is not the correct story. Do you remember this one?
No.
Nope.
This is one of those sites where
that just auto rotates.
They change the URL.
Fudging Group slams proposed loan shark law. Oh no.
Oh, autumn tips
for on farm weed control.
Nice.
Child food safety should be a priority.
Wow, so it's just been many. Going to town in the background.
Men
here.
Outraged after teenagers.
There we go. Oh, we got to preface this though. I think it turned out to be April Fools.
We were the fools in this case.
Men outraged after Tinder introduces height verification. So if you use Tinder, it was like, oh, you have to be verified, whatever your height is. This is like, so April Fools is a fun time for companies because it's like, ha ha ha, you can do a joke. This is not that, I think. This is like, Tinder is like, I wonder if people would be horribly outraged if we actually did this for real. You can roll it out around April Fools. And then if people are actually outraged,
like, oh, it was a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just a prank, bro.
This is very common on 4chan or 8, you know, now 8chan, where guys will post pictures of them like flexing, you know, it's like, look at my physique. And the autists will use other things in the picture for reference.
Figure out how tall they are.
Figure out how tall they are. They always turn out to be very short. And they get very angry about it.
If they did introduce this, which I'm not saying that they would, but if they did, they have to do weight verification too, surely, right?
That was one of the comments.
Yeah, that was the immediate retort.
It's like gender equality.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's probably not the word. But again, like, if you go on a date with someone and they're not really your type, can't you just have like the cup of coffee and say, thanks, I don't think this is going to work out. Maybe we can just be friends and then just leave.
Who's paying for the coffee?
You pay for your own.
Oh, no.
I don't understand people who expect to have their meal paid for either direction.
But have you ever seen the Twitter or what's the date again? Tinder. The Tinder screenshots that they put on Reddit where the girl asks, how tall are you? And then the guy doesn't answer and says, how much do you weigh? And she's like, oh, you're a pig.
It's like, but isn't it the same thing?
Mosquitoes. Krista, you go camping.
I do.
And mosquitoes.
Looking forward to it now that it's getting warm again.
Every time I send you a sweet deal on a hammock from the deal sites, you're like, oh, it doesn't have a mosquito.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the snobs in our forum.
Why do you waste my time with this, you idiot? And so maybe without your mosquito net, maybe there's another answer.
Dubstep artist Skrillex could protect against the mosquito bites. Now, I have to confess, I had a lot of fun with this news article because I saw this and I was like, what the hell is Skrillex?
You've never heard Skrillex before?
And I went on YouTube and it was like 30 minutes. I had the most amazing adventure.
Wait. To the music?
Yeah, it's a lot of it is on YouTube.
Did you like it?
No,
I like that you're surprised by that. Like, did you know there's music on YouTube?
No. It was It was there's I think that he does a better job. Like, he apparently DJs things, and I think he does a better job with that.
Isn't this the guy that goes on Twitch?
Does he?
Yeah, I think he's got like a Twitch show.
Is it Skrillex, or are you thinking of Deadmau5?
No, it's Skrillex.
Oh, I might be thinking.
I think he's thinking of Deadmau5.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, DJ is one of these laptop guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But he's up there like dancing around like a moron, pressing play.
Hey, there's nothing wrong.
I could do that.
But
what?
He's got one. It's only one song. What's the name of it?
I know the Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Yes.
I actually knew that song. That song was popular when I was in college.
It doesn't stop mosquitoes, but it stops. It seems like female mosquitoes, like frequency is a big part of their sexual life. Like, they beat their wings at a certain frequency to tell you that they're ready. And for sex, I mean.
Oh,
and so his music uses both low and high frequencies, or at least that song, in such a way that the mosquitoes seem to be confused. And they will breed less and bite less when that's on.
So I just need to listen to that song on repeat in a hammock without a bug net.
And you're going to need a fairly high volume.
Just all go night. Out in the woods. Ruin everybody else's time.
Damn, the neighbors are repelling the mosquitoes again and all night.
They eventually will breed and bite you, but it'll take longer and they probably won't enjoy it. So you have that satisfaction.
To be fair, you won't be enjoying your time in the outdoors either. So really, it's the perfect solution because no one's happy.
Well, the question, here's the engagement challenge. How many mosquito bites would it take to convince you that it was better off to listen to the Skrillex song?
How many mosquito bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Mosquitoes can't penetrate.
Clearly, Wendell.
Come on.
What did you think of the music? What, like, were you?
It was very interesting.
But like, did you enjoy it?
No.
Okay.
But I've not listened to this. I mean, I probably have heard that song, but I wouldn't know it. But that kind of music is famous for like some bullshit, and then the beat drops.
It was not something that I would have previously characterized as music.
Oh, you're gonna piss some people off.
Listen, fun to dance to, but yeah, it's not like high art.
Are you saying that you wouldn't want to stand in a big sweaty crowd and jump around watching that guy press play?
I'm pretty sure that
you guys don't like to dance, though, right?
No.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that if you wanted to dance like that, literally the song "Jump Around" would be a better choice.
Oh. A hot song.
Hot takes.
How old were you when Jump Around came out, Kristen? Were you alive?
I don't think I was alive when I know the song. House of Pain, right?
Speaking of things
that
are archaic and no longer relevant to society, how about Blockbuster?
Oregon Blockbuster outlasts all others to become the last Blockbuster on Earth. It looks so happy.
Is that a DVD box he has or VHS?
That's VHS.
It looks huge.
That's a VHS.
So Oregon has got some internet problems, is what you're telling me. They can't get the Netflix.
There's still some video sites around here, even a Family Video. That's like, Family Video is amazing.
One of the other stories, I didn't include it because it just seemed boring, but Netflix still sends out 2.7 million DVDs a year.
I would believe that. There's a lot of people that live where you just can't get internet.
Yeah, but Blockbuster.
My aunt and uncle do that.
Alaska had a Blockbuster because obviously you're not getting Netflix sending DVDs to Alaska. And I guess Redbox probably doesn't do it either. But the Alaskan one has shut down. So Bend, Oregon.
It is amazing that Oregon outlasted Alaska.
It wasn't a franchise guy. This guy just owned his outright and paid off the franchise fee. Uh-huh. So the Blockbuster organization is gone.
It's still got the branding.
This guy lives on.
It's crazy that it's VHS. Like, that guy is holding a VHS.
Maybe this is an older photo. This is March 11th, 2019. Wow. Oh, with a promotional VHS tape.
Oh, okay.
Of their upcoming documentary about the store. Wow, a new VHS tape was made. They know their audience, I suppose.
Oh, look, it's Lauren Sanchez. Look how happy she is.
Is that the chick who, what's-his-face bang?
That's Bezos, yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting a divorce and she has no idea she's getting replaced with 20 Victoria's Secret models.
It's fun to look at the pictures of Bezos and her from like 20 years ago because they did not look like the same people.
Oh, you mean his wife, Mackenzie?
Yes. Both of them got so much more attractive. I think she is very hot even before you factor in the $37 billion.
Well, it kind of goes to show you when you're rich, you know, you can actually afford to take care of yourself.
It's all those, like, young child blood transfusion.
I was going to make the same joke.
Foreskin treatments. Fortnite. We talk about Fortnite all the time.
We love
Everybody's talking about Fortnite, but some people hate it, and some very powerful enemies.
Like Prince Harry. Prince Harry has called for the addictive Fortnite game to be banned. It should not be allowed. Prince Harry, what are you doing?
I think in context, though.
He's about to be a dad, right? So he's worried about it.
Like, I don't know.
You think that child is ever unsupervised on a computer?
No.
His wife, who's currently pregnant with the child, is probably never unsupervised.
True, yeah. You know what? She better get that Kaspersky anti-stalkerware app.
She's not allowed to leave the bulletproof glass box except to go pee.
Yeah, she's like, you have a potential heir, so.
And her pee must be monitored at all times as well.
Yes. But I guess she's not. Their kid's probably not really in line now that they have three on
well,
the other
side.
Well,
he's the duke of something or other.
They're all dukes of something
But I mean,
or
he's
other.
Not.
They're going to get some
He's
land.
Not in the line of succession. No, not that. His brother
the other guy would be king, right? The bald one?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, when he was talking about it, when he said it should be banned, I don't think he was saying on a like a governmental level, but he was saying like parents should ban it from their homes. It's not clear, but he is talking about it's like parents need to take control and do something about it. And it was just some, you know, bullshit.
The best parents are non-parents.
It was at a YMCA, which I didn't even know that.
Does Britain have YMCAs? Or was he on like some press thing?
No, it was in Europe. Or UK.
I wonder if the YMCA characters are different in the UK.
Characters?
Like the text?
The cowboy and the policeman. And
oh, stuff. You're talking about the
band.
What's the name of that band?
The Village People.
Yeah, the Village People. Yeah, I don't think the Village People.
That's the guy, the red suit guy.
Those were Americans, or were they from the UK?
No one knows.
Engagement challenge.
Yeah, channel know. They're big Village People fans. One really cool thing that happened this week is, remember when Japan shot that asteroid with a bullet? And it was so amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they said, listen, we're not done. Next up, a fucking cannonball.
Japanese spacecraft drops explosive on asteroid to make a crater, and it succeeded. Although, like, I guess we're still waiting on the data, because this article did not have a lot of information.
Well, see, what they had to do is they dropped, first of all, this is amazing, this little drone has all this stuff on it. They popped out a camera to watch it that was like a free-floating camera.
Yeah.
Then they launched the explosive payload, and then the drone had to go to the other side of the asteroid, because it was going to, you know, all those fragments were going to come up. Then the little payload shot a copper explosive cannonball into the asteroid. The camera watched it, and then the drone now has to come back around after everything is cleared.
That's why we don't have the data.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that, you know, when they did the proposal for this project, they're like, but why? And it was like, because it'd be cool.
It is cool AF.
And they just take a stamp, and they're like, approved.
Some guy said why, and the lead astronaut, the Japanese astronaut, just walked over and slapped him.
With the back of like one of those really heavy gloves they use in space.
How dare you ever question
space
this.
Space gloves.
Yeah.
We're a proud nation. We will shoot an asteroid if we want. But the reason is, actually, there is a reason. What's on the surface of the asteroid has obviously been, all kind of radiation and starlight and stuff has affected it. They want to get at the juicy innards to study them. Because the asteroid would have been part of the universal creation. Mm-hmm. So you're getting down into, like, the most basic stuff of the universe, or so they want to find out.
If we can do this, we need to get some probes to the asteroid belt and find the asteroids that are made out of pure gold and get them back to Earth.
With cannonballs. Here's another story that we have to preface, especially for that one guy who writes paragraph-long Tesla retorts.
We love you. Hopefully you're a patron.
This turned out to have somewhat of a happy ending, if you're a Tesla fan.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Sheryl Crow gives Elon Musk Tesla advice on Twitter after she gets stuck in a parking lot. Her screen didn't work, and she was complaining about it on Twitter. And everyone was like, oh, this is why Tesla sucks. And she was like, you right? And then it turns out she just had the brightness really low.
Her child had turned down the brightness, presumably at night. So I guess there's like a universal brightness setting.
Yeah.
But in full sunlight,
can't see it.
Turned all the way down, it seems like a black screen. Like, have you ever had a monitor where the backlight goes out? If you hold a flashlight up to it, you can still see it. You can still operate the machine. So that's the situation she had, and she fixed it. The other story that we never covered was the guy that got trapped in his Tesla. Did you read that one?
Wasn't it 45 minutes? I'm counting, I think, when because it was on Twitter first.
And again, I'm not sure how that turned out, but this guy, the Tesla, the doors had stopped working. I don't know if the battery was dead or whatever, and he couldn't get out of it.
That's surprising. It's not mechanical from the inside.
Well, see, here's the thing. My car has buttons that you push that just pops the door open. There's no mechanical. But on the floor, there's a little thing that you can pull out, and there's a lever that mechanically opens the door. I wonder if Tesla doesn't have those, and this guy just didn't know it. Like, he never read the manual.
Wow.
So, or did Tesla actually overlook that when making their cars?
Somebody with Model S, let us know. Is there a manual release for your door? Because there should be.
But that guy was also some kind of minor celebrity, some kind of DJ or something.
I want to say that the National Highway people require a manual release because...
You definitely have one for the trunk now.
No, there was some car in the 80s that had an electronic latching system, and there was like a little ribbon you could pull, and it would pop the door open.
It seems like a big oversight if that's not the case. So I'm going to give Tesla the benefit of the doubt on that one. This story is, for me, the most long-awaited follow-up in the history. You talk about calling back to older stories. Everybody wanted to know what happened with Romeo the Frog. And now we know.
Things are going well. Unfroggettable. Endangered Bolivian amphibians get a long-awaited first date.
Look at them. Whole office started crying.
Things went so well, they moved in together after the first date.
This is Romeo and Juliet. Well, she had to be quarantined to make sure she didn't have the disease that was killing them all. Here's the good news. She is clean. She's not a dirty girl. They get along. They've put them in the tank. Listen to this. Listen to how sweet this is. Romeo has been giving her his worms.
That's like a sign of romance you don't see often anymore. Not in the Tinder culture, you know. No one gives you worms on a first date.
Yeah. It's all just like bang them and ghost.
Yeah.
But not Romeo. Now, there's a little bit of bad news, but it's almost sweet in its badness. Romeo, as you know, he's been in that tank for 10 years waiting for a mate. He hasn't mastered the mount.
The article did say that he's been practicing, I guess, or they've been trying. He's made it up to about 15 minutes, which is not too bad for somebody of his age.
I don't think he's successfully copulated this, but sometimes he gets it, you know, like sideways or whatever. But he's trying. Oh, he's boy, trying. Is he trying. And they do say that, you know, she's kind of a firebrand, and he's really like sweet and patient with her.
I'm really excited to read the fanfics about this. There's a whole headcanon, like a whole romance.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I bet that exists somewhere.
Well, imagine, I mean, we still have to keep our eye on this story.
It's a very disturbed individual.
Yeah, because we want to know if they have kids.
Yeah, they're little babies.
Very
little frog
disturbed
babies.
Individuals just took that as an engagement challenge.
Yeah.
And you're going to be getting some emails.
But congratulations.
Posted to your forum.lo1text.
Now, you know, when I read this, I thought, like, what if this was the darkest timeline where they followed their namesakes? And murder-suicide. Right there.
You're going to have to just watch every single episode of the Level 1 News from now until the end of time to find out.
Don't ever Google this story.
The Juliet goes into some kind of like weird hibernation, and Romeo wakes up, and he's like, no!
She's dead! And he keeps throwing worms at her, but she's not
like,
waking up.
I won't wait another 5 years! And he eats one of those rocks to kill himself, and then she wakes up, and she's like, no. Romeo!
I lack the organs to regurgitate the rock I just ate.
And then she also eats the rock.
Yeah, she eats her own rock.
Oh, that's what our patrons are paying for. That's what you tuned in for.
But hey,
see you next week.
What do they call Bolivian something or other frog?
Yeah.
They will live on. They are not extinct. So that's what's important. I mean, assuming Romeo ever gets it together.
I thought they found some other ones recently, too, though.
They did. They actually found 12 when they... So it wasn't as dire as it seems. There was probably another tank right next to them where they're just going to town.
But listen, I'm invested in this couple, so this romance.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. I want to see Romeo get it right and have a bunch of little baby frogs.